Hi, welcome to the DevOps Lab Demystifying ARM Templates, this series. On this episode, we dive into parameters in ARM. How, what, where, why? We're going to explore all of that on the DevOps Lab. Welcome to the show, Frank. Tell us a little bit about yourself and let's dive in and get started on parameters and ARM templates.
Thank you for the invite, Abel. Well, I'm Frank Boucher. I'm a Microsoft Cloud Advocate and I've been working on templates and I love them because they are very, very useful to deploy. So I want to share a few tips and tricks for the parameters today.
Fantastic. So last time, Neil kind of gave us a basic template that we ended up deploying. Tell me a little bit about parameters. Why would I want to use them? What are they? How do I use them? Things like that.
Okay. So the ARM template are a way to define your architecture when you're deploying in Azure. It's very convenient because you could describe a full and complex architecture, but when you spend some time to do that, like you don't want to use it only once. So you want to have some dynamic part like inside of it. So it could, you know, change the name, maybe the size of a VM, maybe you want multiple VMs and stuff like that, depending on different environment you want to go in. And to inject this dynamic, then you will use what we call parameters. The parameters are a very good way to put some dynamics inside your ARM template, because maybe depending on the environment you want to deploy into, you will want a bigger VM or maybe multiple VM or multiple storage, depending on if you're deploying just for one developer or if we're talking about prod. So just like any parameters, ARM template will give you the opportunity to inject values using parameters.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, to me, that makes sense because I write code. I'm a coder. So it's just like using parameters in like C# or something like that, right?
It's very similar. But let me show you. Let's start with one parameter. And from there, we'll see all the kind of variants.
Okay.
Agree? Cool. So we'll just paste a little code snippet that I have here. And let's not worry about the squiggly and stuff like that. We'll explain all that later. So when you define a parameter, first it will be in the section of the ARM template. Remember, there's five sections that you saw previously. So in the parameters section, that's where we define the parameters. So I just create one called storage SKU. And in an ARM template, you have different type of parameters. So like the easy one will be string, int, boolean. Those are kind of obvious. You also have objects and secure string and objects, secure objects. Those are a little bit more complex. And you also have arrays where you can put many different things in it. Like, and the fun really begin when you start, you know, mixing them. Like you could have like an array of objects and many different things, but now it's going too complex too quickly. So let's focus on this one. So for storage SKU, what I really want is passing a string. So I define just string like that. But I don't want people, like my user, to enter any kind of value. You know, hello world won't work as a value. So I want to allow only specific value. So I put the specific value because I know what I'm expecting. If I was talking about size VM or things like that, it will be different value. But I decide what I want. It doesn't need to be all the values. And then a really good way is to put a default value because, you know, if you ask too many questions, people tend to just reuse whatever the previous user did because it was working for him, so will be working for me. So a lot of time, let's say I'm creating a VM, the default value will be the smallest VM because otherwise everybody will take the biggest one.
Right.
And then an important point that is often missed is it's really worth it adding a description because this is what will show up as error or if you're deploying using the Azure portal, has description so people understand what you are expecting, because it may be super clear for you, the creator of the ARM template, but maybe less for the users.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's an ARM template. The beauty of using the tool, the extension in Visual Studio Code, is if I want to add another one, I just need to type ARM, and this time I type P for parameter, and I will be able to add a parameter value just like that. And nice. I could add another name. Let's say I want to put storage name. And of course, again, for this, I don't have a lot of variety here, but it will be also a string. And I could just, put some kind of description. So now I have two parameters.
Cool. So you mentioned that these were both strings. What are the other types that you can have for your parameters?
So if I do this, the tool will give me the what's possible. So it could be a Boolean. So I could say, true, false. Could be an integer. How many VMs do you want? It could be like that. An object and a secure object will also be very useful, because you could define a full object as, JSON kind of thing, and pass it right away.
Cool.
So it could be all the properties and everything, just like create this. In a more complex deployment, that would be very, very useful. In our very simple one that we're doing right now, it will be over the top, but in a more complex scenario, it could be very useful.
Got it.
And then if we go with string and secure string, those will be very useful. The secure string, thinking about if you're using a key or a password. Though, like later, I will show you a better way to pass a password. But secure string, sorry, this is hard. Secure string, will never show up. That's definitely a big plus if you're passing sensitive information.
Got it. So then I could still pass in just like a normal string, but in this case, anytime the log files tries to print stuff out, it'll just print the little stars instead?
Yes.
Perfect.
So it's secure. And then there's array that we just jump over. That's an array of all the other types. So you could be passing an array of string or an array of objects. So it can go very complex. It's very, very powerful when you start mixing those.
Cool.
So now, as you can see, I will just put string back here. Voila. So now, as you can see, we have a little yellow squiggly. I know it's... So, and it says that the object is never used, because, yes, we defined two parameters, but we are never using them. So now let's use them.
Okay.
So if I go in my description, here I add the first resource, so that's my resource, and it's a storage account. So I want to change the storage account name. So the way to do that is to mention to the ARM template that, hey, this is not a string. I want you to interpret or change what's inside. And to do that, we use the square brackets. And now I want to use a function. I know we didn't see that yet, but let's just assume right now that we all know what's a function, and I will use the function parameters. So this function will return the value of the parameter I'm passing in it. So here I want to know the value of storage name. So just like this. And I will copy paste it just here because it's the same thing.
Okay.
So now we still have one parameter we want to use, and it was the storage queue. So we'll just go in storage queue here, and I will change the value. So I will go again, square bracket, parameter, and I specify my name. Just like that. So this is all awesome. And now I have nothing, no more squiggly, so it appears to be okay. What I can do also is check in my terminal, in the Visual Studio extension, sometime if I do, let's say, I forgot something or I did a typo, maybe I do, let's put a typo there. I will put storage, remove the A, the E. Now we'll see that I have an error that is visible. So it's very useful like that. You could just, you know, clean your errors in there. Because sometimes when the template is big, you will miss one of those little squiggly, the red line in your ARM template. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's easier to find them. And then if you click, it will just bring you right to the point.
Cool. So how do I set the value of a parameter?
Excellent. So you could, I think with Neil, when you deploy, you use a Azure CLI command or maybe PowerShell. Mm-hmm. So you can still do that. And you could pass the parameter as just a series of value, a key pair value. Or like if you're in PowerShell, it will be a hash table. But it's not very convenient. And usually people will use what we call a parameter file. And you will have a parameter file by environment. Let me show you how the extension can generate that very quickly. So using, you know, like the command and passing all the parameter manually, it's not very convenient. So the best way will be to create a parameter file. An easy way to do that using Visual Studio Code extension is to simply right-click inside your ARM template and select the select or create parameter file. And now because I have none created already, I will click the new one. But if I had already one, I could just bind them together. Mm-hmm. And then you could also, of course, click all parameters. That's the option that interests me right now. But you could create a parameter file just for your required parameter. And mm-hmm. a required mm-hmm. parameter is just a parameter that doesn't have any default value. So it's very convenient if you're on a light version. So let's click all parameter. By default, it will create a file and just the same file as your ARM template and use .parameters.json. Let's do this. And now I have it. Cool. It's awesome. So I just need to put the name, storage name. I could put, you know, learn ARM and then 03 and remove this thing here. So now I have a valid parameter. A nice thing also is if I put, let's say, a value here and I do a mistake, I put an integer. Remember that storage name was a string. Mm-hmm. Then if I look in my terminal, I have a problem. And the validation here is telling me that, you know, it's expecting a string and I'm passing an integer. So you have validation now between the parameter file and the ARM template. So this is really convenient. So let's just put it back so we know it's expecting a parameter file, a string.
Okay.
Great. Okay. So now we want to deploy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really like to use Azure CLI, but PowerShell is the same thing. It's just, you know, written differently.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this command, Azure Group Deployment, but it's validate instead of create.
I'm not familiar with it. What does it do?
So this is very, very useful because, yes, when you use the tool, there's some kind of validation, but if you try to deploy, maybe the name already exists or you know, little things like that, you will be waiting for 20 minutes, maybe depending on how big is your ARM template, to realize it failed because something. So running the validation will take, maybe depending on, again, the size of your template, maybe it will be a few seconds, 2 minutes, but way faster, and you will catch a lot of error. So it's always a good thing to validate.
Yeah, that's super cool. I definitely want to use this. I want to validate my ARM templates in seconds versus 30 minutes.
Yeah, it sounds really good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so first, one thing to, like, it's very similar. As you can see, I have both command one under the other. Mm-hmm. So, like, the beginning is the same. So, AZ group deployment, and then instead of create, we'll use validate. you need to specify the user, the resource group, and then you will specify again the template file that you're using. And a new thing now is we'll pass the parameter file.
Okay.
If you have only one parameter or two parameter, you don't want to use a parameter file, you can still use parameter without the file. You just need to specify kind of one after the other, a key pair value separated by a space. And in PowerShell, you will need to create a table, an object table, and just pass it. It will work.
Okay.
But I really suggest that we use a file, because a file could be keep in your source control. And this way, it's easier, you know, like you have different version of template, different version of the parameter file that stick with it. So it's easier to, you know, find it back. So let's just execute. I'm using the extension, so it catch that this is an Azure CLI command, so it copy paste it in my terminal just behind it.
Okay.
And when you validate, I see now I have an error, apparently. So there's something wrong. And this is not a valid storage account. Must have between 3 and 24 character. Why it's not?
Lowercase only.
Oh, lowercase. See? I missed that one. So excellent. So now we go back and we just put the lowercase.
And also the
A. Like later, we'll see how we can manage those kind of exception inside our template. So teasing for the next episode here.
Yeah. Do you need to fix the A also? There was a capital A in the ARM template.
Oh, right. Wow. Very attentive.
You know what's super cool, though? We caught that error in seconds, not in 30 or 40 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's exactly that, right? If we run the template, it will run. Or even creating a storage is very fast, but it will take a few minutes to see that. So now let's run it again just to be sure. And now I'm sure that, so a long answer, and usually it's start by error null, but not usually, it's start by error null, and it's a long answer. That's what we want. It's like, it's what will look the answer, like the full structure. Mm-hmm. That's cool. So I mean, we should be good now. So let me again clear the screen. And now I want to run the Azure deployment create. So just like last time, same thing. We specify the resource group. I need, since it's a deployment, I will put a name. When I have a script, sometimes I put timestamp in there just to retrieve them from the Azure portal. If I have an error, I want to dig into it, the information will be there. So that's always cool. So same thing, parameter, template, and again, just like validate, I pass the parameter file. So, and I like to put verbose. That's on me. You don't need that. Just, I like to see as much detail as I can.
Mm-hmm. Especially when things go wrong.
Yeah, especially when things go wrong. But of course, it will work this time.
Of course. So now what we're doing is using that ARM template we just built and the parameter file from the Azure CLI now, you're going to go ahead and deploy that ARM template.
Exactly. So for us, it will deploy exactly the same resource that we have before, but now we have a parameter. So I could give you my parameter, my ARM template in my parameter file that has a model, and then you could just change the name or create a copy for production or for your dev environment and put, you know, changing the name or the size of the thing you need.
Yeah, that's great.
Changing the structure.
I just need to change my parameter file and then that's good enough, huh?
Yeah. Perfect. There's one thing while it's deploying, there's one thing I didn't mention and is very, very, very powerful. And in fact, it's secure in the parameter file. I would like to show you that if
sure.
You agree. Oh, what? Just after, see now we have the, it took 64 seconds and it succeeds. So now we have our ARM template.
Cool. So it deployed our resource into Azure.
Exactly. Like nothing was changed that previously, except now I have parameters. So if I want, I could change different things in it.
Cool. Oh, so, you were going to show me something about securing something, right? Secure or something.
Yes. So what I want to you, like, remember I told you, like, we have now a way to pass secure string so it doesn't show in logs.
Right.
But if I put the parameter file in a storage or if I share those, I don't really want also my password to be in plain text in there.
Sure.
So there's a way to reference, we'll just close this terminal since we don't need it. So there's a way to reference, so that's where the reference, a key vault. So a key vault is a very secure place in Azure. We'll spend more time in it when we get into the detail deployment. But, you know, in key vault, you can have secret, certificate, and a lot of information in a central place. I'm sure you have nice links for us in the description about key vault. So key vault, and you will pass the ID. Key vault, of course, I put some generic value here. But, you know, it will be the subscription ID, resource group. Like, you pass all the information until the name of your secret you want to use.
Cool.
And just specify the name of your secret there. So when you will be deploying, then Azure will go and read that key vault, take the value, inject it into your parameter file, so your ARM template here won't see a thing. It will just assume you pass the value, and nobody will never know what's your password.
Oh, that's great. So now I don't need to save my passwords into source control or anything like that. It's held in Key Vault and then injected in during runtime.
Exactly. So no more mistake to see, you know, in the Git. And everybody know now that your password is password 133 or something like that. So it's definitely more secure to do it. Of course, I didn't use it right now because we are still in a very early stage of our deployment. There's not a need for that, but it's one of the things that is like it's very easy to implement, right? You just need a key vault, you set it up first, and then you use
awesome, it. Awesome. Man, this stuff was super cool. Parameters are super useful in ARM templates, and I really can't wait to start using them in my own ARM templates. For more information on parameters in ARM templates, click on the links below. There's also a link to our GitHub repo where you can see everything we have done in detail. And everyone, join us next time as we dive in deeper into ARM templates and look at variables on the DevOps Lab.